That brings us to item 10, public comment. This is an opportunity for anyone here today to comment on any item that is not on the agenda. Mr. Daniels?
Do we need to keep that now?
Yeah, we'll need to keep that for 30 days.
You can have the easel back.
Not the easel, just the
public
picture.
I'll call him.
Can I stay here or do I need to?
Yeah, stay here.
Okay, I'm glad.
Mr. Daniel.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, for your record, I'm John Daniel from Troutman Sanders Law Firm. And I've been unaccustomed to being here at public comment, period, but I appreciate the opportunity and I'll try not to trespass on that privilege. I've come to you this afternoon to provide, one, a status report on some issues with respect to a matter that was on your agenda back in May, and secondly, frankly, to seek some guidance from the commission as to where we may be going from here. On May 22nd, I was here on behalf of Mr. Lloyd Riggs and his family with respect to a property they own in Back Bay. They were here by virtue of a long history that I won't go into, but there had been some improvements to a structure in Back Bay, which originally started out as an old hunting camp, I believe, and had since been evolved into something more than that. And we were here, in short, on the issue that the improvements were without benefit of permit from the commission. And consequently, they were unauthorized, and we were here, I think, formally on a notice to comply, potential referral to the Office of the Attorney General, and so forth. Sometime before May 22nd, actually in late April, we had just been retained on the matter by the Riggs family. I met with staff to suggest to them that there might be more here that meets the eye, in that there was some information relative to the title to this property, that it may not in fact be property that was in fact owned by the Commonwealth. That maybe today is Baker's Bottom Title Property Ownership Day. I don't know. Maybe it's a good day to be here. Maybe it's not such a good day. But at that time, we'd provided grants from two governors of the Commonwealth in the late 1800s with respect to this property, and I understood that the commission, that the staff wanted perhaps more than that. And we talked about a full title search on this property by one of a number of very few people who do these ancient titles. So I had suggested at that time, and staff asked me to write a letter. I wrote them a letter suggesting that 4 months might be an appropriate amount of time to have that title work done. I don't think like that duration of time. I was only going by what the expert had told me it might take him to do. And there was also concern about a sagging power line running from the mainland to this house that was perhaps a navigational hazard. So we came to the commission on May 22nd. We made those suggestions to the commission with respect to title. It was a fairly how to characterize it. There's been a long, unpleasant, I guess, history perhaps between some of the Riggs family and some of the staff. And none of that has been, frankly, very productive. But I think we got beyond that at the May 22nd commission meeting. And when we came to the commission meeting in May, they said to us, we've got two problems. And a number of you all were not here. I think there were only five members of the commission here by the end of that day. We have two issues. One's the sinking power line. You need to fix it. And so we said, how much time? Staff said 21 days. They wanted placards placed on it to notify boaters that there was a low line in Back Bay. And most of you know who understand the Back Bay area. There are not a lot of large vessels back there, and the line is, you know, what the height is, but it's up. It's not sagging. We provided photographic evidence of that. as well as the placards to the commission, to the staff, and we received a letter that we were now, had done that component of it. So that left the other issue that the commission had asked us to do on the, at the meeting on the 22nd, and that was to perform a title search with respect to the title of this property, hire an expert, come back, work, provide that information that we obtained to your assistant attorney general for his use with others in his office, and then we would make a decision with respect to title. On June 18th, well, let's see, July 13th, put back to the title, July 13th, which was well within our two-month period from meeting with the that the commission had authorized, we met with Mr. Kugelman and others, we being the title people that we had retained, as well as some real, some what I call dirt lawyers in my office, which is not me. We met with Mr. That's an affectionate term. you know that. So we provided to them at that time a full-blown title report, which went back and ran current. We took each and every owner from 1693 to June 28th, 2012. That report was examined by Bridge Trust Title here in the South Side, one of the premier title companies, and they issued a letter to the commission indicating that their thought and their decision after looking at the title work was that the title vested in the Riggs family. I don't know if I know that the commission staff, and I know probably you, Mr. Chairman, have that, but if I could approach and provide you the letter from Bridge Trust. And I don't expect you to. I don't expect that you could look at that or digest that, and I'm not asking that you do that this afternoon. But by that date, by within the two-month period to do the title work, my client, the Riggs family, thought they had done everything that was necessary and what the commission had ordered to be done at their meeting on May 22nd. Subsequent to providing that information to your counsel, who I'm sure shared it with his client, we were then informed that the commission had staff, or the commission, had determined to hire yet a second expert. And to this day, we still have no information with respect to what that expert might say. So the 4 months that I was asking for, guess what? Here we are. At one time it was too long, but apparently now it's okay. And we have done exactly what this commission asked us to do with respect to the title. I completely understand the import of the issue. That what we provide there, and if you look in that first paragraph, there's actually some 206 acres that is likely a grant from the Crown in Back Bay. We're not asking to talk about all of that. I do think that's a responsibility that needs to be examined. We're only asking about the 2.68 acres, which is where the Riggs family facility of structure is located. And we're asking that the commission may either do whatever it needs to do, whether that's the issuance of a no permit necessary letter from the commission. I'm not even asking necessarily that you agree by title. But obviously, if you're going to issue a letter that no permit was necessary, you'd be basically saying, and we talked about this, that you were agreeing with the title work which was done. You know, there are other issues the Rigg family faces with respect to the city of Virginia Beach. As you recall, if you were here, they've been paying real property taxes on this to the city of Virginia Beach since they've owned it. And throughout history and throughout, you know, everybody who's owned it, it's on a parcel map at the city of Virginia Beach. Go figure. I just don't know. And I hear at the public comment periods, really, for some some direction. I know you all have an expert who's out there working. I don't know what the time frame is. I don't think that, I mean, the commission can obviously do whatever it deems appropriate on a matter, especially one of this kind of import. But you can imagine the frustration of the Riggs family having left here on May 22nd, thinking they knew what their path forward was. They didn't know what the outcome of that path would be, but they undertook to spend the expense with respect to the power line. They went to substantial expense with money they really don't have to hire this title examiner, who is not inexpensive, as I'm sure you all are going to find out at the end of the month when you get your invoice. And they thought they'd done everything that they were supposed to do. So they sit here today with no predictable path, knowing only that they need to have some serious conversations with the city about some additions to the structure and whether or not the, you know, buildings and inspection and the planning department, how they're going to deal with that. So they have more work to do. But that, in a nutshell, is where we are. And I wanted you to be aware of that, one, at least, that we had been, the Riggs family, had been admonished by the actions of the commission, had performed in concert with the decision of the commission on the 22nd, but yet sit here and still have no resolve or direction about where they need to go. And so, to the degree that they can get some direction, that would be most helpful. So I appreciate your time and attention.
Thank you. Let me ask Tony to bring the commission further up to date beyond Mr. Daniels' testimony, with respect to what has happened since the Riggses have submitted their information. And then I think that will enlighten us as to the path forward.
Sure. All right. Fair enough.
And certainly I'll ask Paul to chime in or fill in anything that he thinks I have overlooked or not characterized correctly. And first I want to say I agree with John. You know, I think this is a very important issue, no doubt about it. He brings up, with regard to this case, some very compelling issues and things of utmost importance to this agency and utmost importance to the Commonwealth with regard to what we have viewed as ownership of public submerged lands and the public's right to use those areas versus some potential for private ownership. And as a result of that issue, it's very important. And I did have a conversation with Mr. Riggs, Kevin Riggs, about that. And you know, he asked me, he said, have you seen this before? I said, not of this nature. I mean, the type of information they have sort of provided and the issues surrounding the Ram Island Club are a bit unique. And I think the resolution that comes of it could have significant consequences. And so as a result, I think we need to be very deliberate in our review of this. I would say that the Riggs and John has pointed out have done what the commission asked at their May meeting. They raised the line. They did it in a timely fashion. They put the posters up that need to be posted, and they notified us that that had occurred. And within the two-month period to submit some title research, they did that. We did say in our letter of finding following the commission meeting that, you know, we would review that information to determine commission's jurisdiction or the need for further permit action. And we didn't put a time limit on that. I realize time's important, but as I explained, it's an important issue, and that's where we stand. And Paul met with them based on their title research. I was not at that meeting, and he supplied to us the documentation they provided. And Paul's concern was that it presents some legal issues that were a little bit beyond his normal familiarity, and suggested we could bring someone on board that might have more knowledge in title work and review. And so with my suggestion here to the commissioner that we get somebody that has some expertise in title research of this nature to take a look at what had been done and see if there was anything else that we needed to look at, and that's ongoing.
The fact is, we don't have anybody on staff who has expertise in this area at all.
Sure.
and our own attorney admitted.
I do not have.
You don't have any area of expertise, and that's why we went outside and hired yet another reviewer of the work.
Yeah, and that's ongoing. And you know, the information that was presented was pretty complete in some areas, and others it was hard to determine what was there. And of course, going from the 0.28 acres, I guess it is, or the quarter acre approximately
0.268
that is covered by the governor's grants to a 206 area or 206 acre area that we don't, whether it's Back Bay or the marsh around Back Bay, it was kind of unclear, and that raises sort of more concerns with regard to that larger area than just the quarter acre where the cabin is. And so we felt it was very appropriate to take a break.
Tony, do you have any indication when this review will be done?
I have spoken with the gentleman. He's provided us some information. He's getting some other to us by hard copy of some documents that he has provided. And I don't know. I think but once we are able to look at what he provides, we can determine whether or not we need to ask him to look at other things or not. But that's where it stands. So I just would say that research is still ongoing. We need to evaluate what he provides and go from there.
Do you think that the work could be done in time to have this back before the commission next month?
I would hope we could have some idea of whether we agree or don't agree, you know, with the findings, or from a staff perspective. Obviously, Paul will weigh in, and you'll have a chance to evaluate information. But I would hope we'd have something to bring you a sense of where we think it's on target, or where we think there are problems, or what we think could be addressed by this if it is just the quarter acre versus the whole 206. I mean, I think that's a big component of this debate as well.
Now, Commissioner?
Sure.
Thank you. I'd like to just remind the Commission, too, that when Mr. Daniel was here in May, he and I spoke candidly where Mr. Watkinson stands now and I sit, that really the issues before the Commission were whether the Riggs owned this 0.268 acre lot by King's Grant, and whether they maintain that ownership should it have receded into the bottom land. When I received the letter from Bridge Trust Title Group, it had gone to 206 acres. And what's more, there is language in the letter on page 2, at the end of the first incomplete paragraph, suggesting that not only do they own these, not only is there a King's Grant to 206 acres, but now we have no private or public fishing rights in this area. It changes the complexion of the problem significantly. And so I apologize to the Riggs for taking longer on this and being more careful than otherwise we anticipated. But when you start talking about going from a little bit over a quarter acre to 206 acres and perhaps just owning some bottom land to having exclusive fishing rights, it's going to draw some more scrutiny. And that's the basis for us having somebody else look at it. So I appreciate, as a lawyer, and y'all are lucky to have Mr. Daniel, but I appreciate what your frustration is. But at the same time, please understand that as stewards of the Commonwealth's resources, when we get things like this, we have to take a real close look. And that's what's going on.
Any questions to Tony at this point? Mr. Plumlee?
Are there any statutory burdens on the commission, time-wise, that we need to be made aware of with regards to the consideration?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything in the statute that I can think of that requires us to act on something like this in a specific amount of time. These certainly cases are few and far between where there is a claim of the private ownership of submerged land, especially in tidal waters. Well, we heard about one earlier today, but they are rare, only a few, I guess, have gone all the way to court to be finally resolved. So I don't think there are. I know one issue that came up, and maybe this is going beyond the argument at this point. I think, as Mr. Daniel suggested, he knew they had some work to do with the city regarding building permits and issues there. And I said I did not think, and maybe your clarification today would be helpful, that what you did in May barred them from pursuing actions with the city regarding building permits. Now, I don't think, as my understanding, the city would like to see any and all permits that we might require before they would finalize their, all their actions, but I don't think it, we would have intended, and like I said, I'd ask you to clarify, to bar them from pursuing those permits with the city. And I don't know if that's part of it or that would be helpful in this regard or not, but they could possibly move forward with some reviews separate from us.
John, you want to follow up?
Yeah, please. I don't mean to prolong this, but first to Mr. We're not claiming ownership of 206 acres. I mean, all we're looking for is 0.2, whatever it is, 0.268 acres. It only stands, and if you look at the letter, it says, Bridge Trust says, in fact, they weren't even asked to look at the 206 acres, and they wouldn't consider it. But logically, if you've done any of title work, you know, you're going to go see where it began. And this property began back in 1693 with a group called the Capps family, which probably owned all of it. But we only trace our title forward from 1693 on the 2.68 acres. So I agree with you all 100% that it's a major issue. But, you know, it is my problem because you all are my trustee on these and fiduciary on the matters of public property. But the fact of the matter is, with respect in a representative capacity, it ain't my problem. You know, I think, you know, if you want to hire an expert to look at that, to me, that's where your money's better spent. And you know, just as an aside, the commission told me to go get a title expert and hire it. If I'd known you were going to hire one, why would I have taken money out of the pockets of the Riggs family? We were already going to have the state hire the title examiner.
We didn't ask our title guy to do the search, right? He's just reviewing the existing body of evidence.
There's only two guys that do this.
Right.
There's a guy we use, George Bird, and a guy you're using, Jim Bergier, or however you say your name. There's only two guys that do this. Same two guys that had opposite opinions in the PER case this morning. Same two. Only two guys around that do these ancient titles. So, I mean, you know, they're sitting up there in the archives of the state library. You know, I guess under the little green lamps talking to each other. So they should come up with the same thing.
We hope.
We would hope, and that would be great, except for the
It wouldn't be any business in town if they agreed on everything, would it?
Except for the 206 acre thing. I mean, you know, we just need some. And, you know, finally, we can't go start dealing with the city of Virginia Beach on permits because they tell us now, well, and this is because they've heard it from the commission, VMRC owns the property. And until they make a decision with respect to title, we don't have any jurisdiction to be issuing permits. That's their job. So we really are stymied in that we can't move it forward on any track with respect to this. It's now been going on, you know, since last October of 2011 in one form or fashion of another. You know, and it's just, I mean, I frankly just think the Riggs are entitled to some, you know, finish line with respect to when they can get a definitive decision as opposed to what we may be ready by, you know, the commission meeting in September. I mean, look, I mean, you know, you're paying the guy. I mean, same problem I had. He wanted 4 months. I said, you got two. I mean.
Any comments from the commission?
I mean,
to
me, it seems as though the letter that I read here makes it seem pretty simple that these folks do indeed own this property and that we could, I don't think we need to spend anything else, in my opinion. Maybe I'm being naive, but it seems to me that Troutman Saunders is a reputable group and so would Bridge Trust Title Group be a reputable group to declare their ownership.
Yeah, that's not a. It is a strictly a Bridgeforth title opinion. It's not a Troutman Sanders opinion, although we've read it and we've studied the materials, which were in a notebook like this that accompanied it and included the genealogy of the Capps family which has to go on three pages because you got to staple it together. So I'm like, I need the Capps family. I mean, they went through every one of these people and found some divestiture of this property in a direct line to the Riggs. There it is.
This being a public comment period, we don't take action during public comment. But, you know, I think all I could tell you at this point is we will encourage our title person to expedite his review and try to get us something and so that we can get this back on the agenda in September. I think that's the best we can do at this point.
I would like to get back. I mean, I think it's one way or the other, to be honest with you.
Tony will tell you I've been asking almost every day where we are on this, and I had really hoped that it would be on this month's agenda, but it didn't happen.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. As long as I see you in September.
Can we set it on September?
I mean, we could plan to do it. I guess we might come to you with...
We're not too late to set it on September. We can do that, right?
I mean, I think we can put it on any time. I don't think any bargain would be in it. It's just a matter of, you know, we might come to you with, you know, some unanswered questions.
Why don't we do that?
Yeah,
why don't we put it on the agenda for September with the understanding that there may still be some...
...that come up early. I mean, if we can communicate and try to have the two experts try to find some common resolve between now and then, that would
be fine.
Also help expedite the process.
And I had imagined that we would be potentially meeting with John when we had a chance to evaluate whatever it is we, ultimately get.
I think Mr. Bird and Mr. How do you say his name?
Baskier.
I think they've actually already, they've met. I don't know that.
And John, I think one of our counsel's points of interest is that he doesn't want to see this become the toehold for an argument that you've got 200 acres now. And so, right now, what has been applied for is a quarter of an acre. And that's all that's come up for our consideration. And again, I think the review later and what we probably need to discuss is if this was to come back, okay, we've got 5 acres we're looking at now, that it's a fresh review.
I lived through Jackson River back when I was secretary 40 years ago, and it's still just as ripe today as it was then. I don't want to see this commission go through that kind of thing. You know, so I mean, worst case, if Bridgeforth and George Bird are right, and there is 206, you have to come up with some sort of legislative solution that says people who want to claim ownership do so by a date. Otherwise, it's going to evaporate, and it's going to. I mean, there's got to be some
legislation. Huh? Been waiting for that answer forever.
I've been given it forever.
We need to find
Thank
a different
all.
Choir.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
I'm right.
Any further public comment?